Parshas Bahaloischa, Saneiris, Rashi says that Aaron HaKoyen, after seeing the Nesiim, every one of the Nesiim bringing the Karbonis, Mahalach and Avoidus Hashem, fascinatingly, every single Nasi brings the exact same carbon, but Kol Echad Lefi Ruchoi V'Daitoi V'Kavanosoi, and Aaron is the spoil, and he has Chalishas Hadash. Chol Shadaitis Shel Aaron, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Chayecha, Loshen Rashi, Chayecha, Shelcha G'doyla Mishalahen. There's a vart from Rav Mendel and Mivarki. He reads the words Chayecha. Kenar the Zogin in Yiddish. Chayecha. As Gator on in the Levin, I see that your mom is taking it. That your life depends on it. It's so important. It's eating you up. Shelcha Gedoyla Mishalachem. So then you're going to be Zoicha. Whatever the Indian of Menoira, what it represents. The Ramban has a Mahalach. The Arachayim has a Mahalach. There's different Mahalach. And Boshteto in the Menoira. Why it was Gresser, different, better than the Nesiim's Maila and Avoida. Aber that was the Nakuda. That Chayecha Segeter on. If Segeter on, then it's going to be, yours is going to be better. I saw a mashal, there's a famous, the Medrash, the Beis Halevi brings it, Betzim, in his famous shtickel, by Oy Lonu Miyoy Madin, Oy Lonu Miyoy Matechecha, when the brothers are with Yosef, that the Techocha is, the whole time you weren't worried about your father, all of a sudden you're worried, meaning that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a Techecha, the Techecha is that he proves you Minei Yubei, but he brings a mashal, a few different things there, but he brings a mashal, Amaretz, who was a fisherman, a dayag. And he comes up to Shemayim, and the Eibushter starts asking, Toiro Lamarata, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifra, Mechilta, Tzipisa, Ben Rakava. He starts asking him big questions, and the Yid says, you know, Bekoishi, I was a fisherman, and I didn't have the head for it. Loi ha'yoli, loi moyach, v'loi koyach, v'loi. And the Rabbi Shalom says, yeah, but to be a fisherman, you know how to make the nets, you know how to sew together the flax, to make the nets, to get the fish, to make the business, to sell, that you knew. So you see, you were able to use your koyches. You should have used your koyches for Teire. And it's a pellet to Medrash. You could be mashva knowing how to make a fisherman's net and knowing how to run a fish business compared to knowing a toisvis and the basra, a sugi of yesh pigel b'chetzi matir. What's the shaykhis? That's a teichacha. You knew how to make a fisherman's net, so you should learn a shver sugya. The teretz is avada, making a fisherman's net is bechlal not on par. But it's also a chachma, and it also requires effort, moyach, koyach. How becholzis did the fisherman do it? Because he knew his life depended on it. Chayecha. This is his livelihood. This is my life. Don't tell me that. This is my life. If your life is the Toises and Baba Basra and the Shvera Rambam and Yesh Pigol B'chetzi Matir, so then you'll get that also. It's not a question of levels. It's a question of Chayecha. Is your life depending on it and how important it is for you? There's a story that Rabbi Zalman Meltzer used to ask the Talmidim, what's a masmid? 60 minutes in an hour. 12 hours a day. 12, 14, 16, 20, yeah, but he said it's not how many minutes of the hour and how many hours of the day. It's what makes you open the Gemara and what makes you farmach the Gemara. What's the litmus test of what, how invested you are in? Your life depends on it, and only life-threatening situations is what makes you farmach the Gemara. Chayecha, what is your life about? The Ramban says that the Bahalois is going on the remez of the Chashmai Noyim, and it's going on the nes of the Chashmai Noyim. Bahalois is actually Gematria, Kislev, and Tevis together, and it's going on that in of Menoira. And then it says on the Pasuk, Vayas Kein Aroin, Shvachai Shel Aroin Melameid Sheloi Shino. There's many, many pshatim. What does it mean? Melameid shaloi shino. The Chasam Sofer says a pshat, shaloi shino, even on a day when he was ba'avelus, right? We have the story with Nadav and Avihu. And even when there's tirdis, and even when there's shveritzaitin, shaloi shino, every day is the same. It doesn't make a difference. A rainy day, a sunny day, it doesn't make a difference. Another pshat is shaloi shino, lashon of sleeping. He didn't do it for shlofendik. He did it with a bren. He did it with a lebedikite. Shalei Shina, Lashon of sleeping. There's another pshat by Yas Kein Aroin. We know that the Oyer of the Menorah is Be'etzem, the Oyer HaGonuz. The Oyer HaGonuz, Parshas Baloyischa is actually the 36th Parsha, according to the Cheshbon, we count the Parshas. The 36th Parshas is connected to the 36th Neiris of Chanukah, which is connected to the 36 hours that the Oyer was Gonuz. When was the 36 hours that the Oyer was Gonuz? Either the first, second, and third day of the Bria, Because on the fourth day, the Eibishter was toiler the Mo'iris. So for the first 36 days, first 36 hours, 12 hours of Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, and Yom Shlishi. An alternative shot is that 36 hours of the Aragonas was Friday and Shabbos, because in Gan Eden, Shabbos, Leil Shabbos was Kulei Ar. So the Or Hagonas was, because until Adam Rishon is there, who's the Ar for? It's the 36 hours that Adam Rishon is from Friday morning until Moitzei Shabbos. Either way, that Or was Gonus. And afterwards, the Eibishter was going as it. Where was he going as it? He was going as it in the Menorah of the 36 Neiris. He was going as it in the 36 Mesechtes and Shas. There were 36 Mesechtes that have Gemara, Talmud Bavli. That's where the Oyer was Nignaz for the Tzadikim, La Asid Lavoi. To say, so originally the Eibishter created the Or, and the Or was supposed to be right away the whole time. And then the Eibishter was Meshana. And it's fascinating because it says, Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or, Vayihi Or. If you go through Sefer Bereishis over there, Keseder, it's Yirakiya vayihi chen, tachay aretz vayihi chen. Everything is vayihi chen because it was as it was supposed to be vayihi chen. Vayom elokim yihi ar, vayihi chen. Doesn't say vayom elokim yihi ar, vayihi ar. But lo hayakhen. You know why? Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mishane. He was going as the ar for the tzaddikim. Masalava. Vayas chen Aharon. Aaron brought back the chen. Aaron brought back the ar. Shaloi shina. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mishane. He was Mishana, and he was going as the Or in the Neris of Chanukah and the Neris of Talmud Bavli. Aber Aaron Vayas Kain, Aaron was Loi Shina. We said there are 36 Mesechtes, but we said there's really two Shittas about 36. It's Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, or it's from Friday till Maitzah Shabbos. It's not both, because then it's not 36, it's 72. Schottenstein does have 72 volumes in their Shas, and it's actually 73 volumes. Nazir, they pushed it, wrote Lamed Beis twice, and they wanted it to keep at 72. That was probably their Cheshbon, but Al Kolponim, that's Vayas Kain Aaron. I heard another pshat from another Gadol, fascinating idea. Vayas Kain Aaron, Shaloi Shina. Aaron Be'etzem has plenty of avoidance already that he's doing in Karbonis and Schusim, the Eskoyim Gadol. Plus, he sees the Nesiim and he sees that they had a certain avoid of Karbonis and he wanted that also. He had an unsatiable drive for steiging and wanting to grow more and more. And wow, so the Eibishter gives him a Neira, which whatever that means, that's fascinating, even a higher Madrega. So you would think he peaked out, right? He hit the peak. So Stavisim, we don't know what it was, but Vayas Kain Aaron, Shaloi Shina. He continued Shtag. I don't know what it is, but he went beyond that also. Odioter. Vayas Kain Shaloi Shina. Don't think that Menorah was also the peak. It went even beyond that. That's another pshat in Vayas Kain Aaron. There's another pshat from the Chasam Sofer. Vayas Kain Aaron, as we know, that Ketoires is a school for Ashirus, and Menorah is a school for Chochmah. So one would think that maybe Aaron, most of the day, should do Menorah, but Chacharayim, Chaparayim, one time, Sandekais, Ketoires. The Ramah says that Sandekais is the Indian of Ketoires. It's a school for Ashiris. They asked the Stipler, where was the schus of the Ashiris that he did? Because he was Sandek all the time. So some say he pointed to the Kihilas Yankiv, which it's a machlokes. Did he mean that he was Misparnas, that his Torah was Mufatz, or he pushed him in? He got Parnasa from selling the Sparn. That was his Parnasa. You know, one time Chach du Ketoires, one day Chaparayin, an investment. No, Vayas Kain Aaron Shaloi Shina Nishken Ein Mol Ketoires. Always Menorah. You can't do both. And he did Menorah. Another pshat I saw Rav Yonasan Eibishitz brings Melamed Shaloi Shina because there was Madregos to go up to the Menorah. Now Luchayra Aaron Akoyin. It says Aaron and Moshe were Shkulim, and we know Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says was 10 amos tall. The Gemara describes that when he was making the Mishkan. And Moshe and Aaron were shkulim, so obviously Aaron was also 10 amas tall. And why did he have to go on the steps? The menorah was only 18 fucking high. But he was loy shina. The protocol, he went up the steps. That's the process. The kandel goes on the steps. Three madregas. Loy shina. The hanukkah that Aaron was also 10 amas tall, it's interesting. I heard once, in there used to be svarim, they don't have it here. A lot of times in the sharblad of a svarim, there would be a diagram, and the wikilu on the right side and the left side, there would be a tzura of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron Akoyin. On the old Svar, you had that. But a lot of times in the printers, Moshe Rabbeinu was, in the way they depict, Moshe Rabbeinu is tall and thin, and Aaron is much shorter and heavier. So they asked the printer, what's the pshat? He says, because Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 amos tall. Because it says in the Gemara that he was 10 amos tall, he put up the krushim, and Aaron was obviously short because he went on the three steps to light the menorah. That he said, yeah, but why did he make Moshe Rabbeinu thin and Aaron heavier, he says, because it says shkulim. Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu was taller, so you have to work it out. That was the old print. There's many other pshatim in Shalashina. We're going to move on. some other sugyas in. Afterwards, you have the sugya of the Leviim and the Bechira of Leviim. It says in this pasuk, Rashi brings it five times. It says Yisrael. Also in the bracha, right before we daven by Shemayne Esri, Tzur Yisrael, we say Yisrael five times. Can I get Chamisha Chamshei Torah? The Leviim are eingesapt into the five Chamisha Chamshei Torah, and it's a Klal Yisrael. The Leviim are in the centerpiece of Klal Yisrael. The Leviim and V'loy Shevet Levi Bilvad Elakol Mishin Esayi Libay. The Rambam says in the Shmita V'Yovel. The last halacha perek yud gimel halacha yud gimel. Leviim are the center of Torah, of Merkaz, of Yisrael. I saw it's brought down that if you spell the word Yisrael, yud, sin, resh, aleph, lamed, each one of those letters has three letters. Yud is yud, vav, dalet. Sin, yud, nun. Resh is resh, yud, shin. Aleph is aleph, lamed, pei. Lamed is lamed, mem, dalet. A lot of letters like that, but these five for sure are when they're spelled out, are three letters each. The middle letter of each one of those words, Yud, the middle letter is Vav, Shin, the middle letter is Yud, it spells out Leviim. The Lamed Vav Yud Yud Mem. Leviim are in the center. Mitoich B'nei Yisrael. The Leviim are Mitoich B'nei Yisrael. They are in the inside. The inside is the Leviim. Now the Levi is the Talmud Chacham. I still wrote down, a Talmud Chacham has to be Toichai Kibaroi. Toichai, the inner letters of Toichai is Chavav. Hashem Avaya, Chavav is 26. Kibaroi, the outer letters are Chavav. A person has to be Toichai Kibaroi. He has to be exuding that he is Mahav Hashem Shemayim in this world. Sai Toichai and Sai Kibaroi. There's another big sugi over here of Karban Pesach and Pesach Sheni that they come complaining, but Rashi brings. It says that they brought a Pesach Sheni. This is the second year in the Midbar. Rashi says it's Gnusam Shal Yisrael. Shekol Mem Shana, that the Yisrael were in the Midbar. They weren't Makar Vakarban Pesach, only this one. So Tosis asks in Kiddushin, Daflamet Zayin, Mimanashach. Yesh Ladin, that maybe the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, as the Pasuk says, is Kisavoyu Ala Aret. So maybe it's only Noyeg once they enter Eretz Yisrael, which is fine. But then why were they Makar Vakarban Pesach this year? That second year in the Midbar. And alternatively, if Kisavoyu just means Asay mitzvah zu shebishvila tizkel likanis l'Eretz Yisrael, and in fact, it's a mitzvah that's not even koydim kanisas l'Eretz Yisrael. There are various mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs azay, mitzvahs azay. So then, why weren't they makar of carbon pesach all the years? Tosis goes and says two mahalchim in kedushan daf lamed zayin. Either it's a mitzvah only when they enter Eretz Yisrael, and the reason they were makar of it this year is a hayros shah b'zundere inyan. Meidach is he brings a pshat. No, really, it was a mitzvah even before kanisas l'Eretz Yisrael. But after this second year, the reason they weren't able to be Makar of Karban Pesach is because Rubam were Arelim. It was Gnusam Shal Yisrael that there was no Ruach Tzfainis because the Shechina left. And Mamela, they weren't able to Mal because it was a Sakana. And that's the Gnus. But the reason, bottom line, they weren't Makar is because they were Arelim. There's many other Pshatim Achronim. I'll speak on one. The Birchas Peretz, the stipler in his Pirush on Chumash. He has a Sefer on Chumash, Birchas Peretz, named after his parents. Birchas Peretz, he writes, he brings the Tosfos in Pesachim that only someone that owns Karka and Eretz Yisrael is Chayiv in Karban Pesach. And someone that doesn't own Karka and Eretz Yisrael is not Chayiv in Karban Pesach. So he says the first year in the Midbar, they were all heading to Eretz Yisrael. But after Chet Meraglim, who's nigzor on them, that door is not the door that's going to be Zeichet Eretz Yisrael. So they were potter als Ein Lehem Karka be Eretz Yisrael. An interesting Einfall. Now, they come complaining, Lomani Gora. The Anoshim Asher Hayu Tmeim LeNefeshadim. There's a three of Machlekes Tanoim in the Gemara in Sukkah. Daf Chaf Hey, who these people were? But they were coming to complain. Lo Mani Gara LeBilti Hakriv Carbon BeKarev Kol Yisrael. I saw Marit Gavart from the Kleisenberg Rebbe. That's all he says. These people, whoever they were, it was Eliezer Samar or Noisei Aroi Nishal Yosef or Stam people that were Metamel LeMeis Mitzvah. The three sheetahs there in the Gemara. They made a conscious decision. It's a whole sugi of Isaac Mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah. They made a conscious decision to be Matama themselves, knowingly that it's Ches Nisan already, and they're not going to be Makar Karban Pesach. So what are they coming to complain? I'm like, the Einfall Hamso, okay, there's Moed Bet, there's second, what do you call it in English? The second chance. You take the test again, you know? There's a second opportunity to get this. Who says this? Who says this such a thing? What are you complaining about? You made a decision. He says a big yisoid, whenever a person makes a hachlota to do something, and they made that hachlota to become tami, but they felt that they wanted to be shayich to Klal Yisrael, and they wanted to be part. they wouldn't have had this feeling. They would have had this hargosha that they would have had a hisalus, because the rest of Klal Yisrael bought the Korban Pesach. Klal Yisrael is one is ba'achdus, it's one yichidah. They would have felt the hisalus. And they came complaining, we don't feel it. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, you're right, because it's Pesach Sheni. Had there not been Pesach Sheni, and they rightfully so made the decision, you know, to, for whatever the shikol is, to be metama, so then they would have the hisalus of what Korban Pesach for a Klal Yisrael level would do. So they say, we're not feeling it, lamani gora. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, catch on. Because there is a Pesach Sheni. You haven't done it yet. You have your own mahalach. It's going to be worked differently. Amayra dika, their hair. Rashi over here says, according to Gemara Pesachim, a little bit differently though, he says, Pesach Sheni is different than Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, there's no Baal Yirah, Rashi says. Matzah uchametz imoy babayis. You can have chametz in your house. Ve'ein shem yomtif, it doesn't have an isr malacha. Ve'ein isr chametz, elo imoy ba'achilosoy. There's no isr chametz at all, only while you're eating the Korban Pesach. That's what Rashi says. You're allowed to have chametz in your house. You're allowed to even eat chametz. But ain't iser chametz ele ima bachilosi. You're not allowed to eat chametz while you're eating the Korban Pesach. That's what Rashi says. And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Pei Aleph, over here in the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach Sheni, he asks, where's the makar for this Rashi? The Achronim talk about this a lot. Where's the makar that while you're eating the Korban Pesach, maybe you should be able to even mamish eat a chametz like a sandwich while you're eating the Korban Pesach. So there's a mahalach that it's a dover reshus mevatel dover mitzvah. But if that's true, then not only chametz, you know, maybe also chips, you know, chips matzah, you know, ketchup. Maybe that's also davar rishus mevatel. What's wrong with chametz? So the Achronim say all kinds of Torah. The Meshech Chochma says if there's a mitzvah to eat it with matzah, so there's a lav habo mechalal say that you shouldn't eat it with chametz. No, interesting. It's Yedua Rav Shach has Hagois and his Gilyon of his Minchas Chinuch. Now we have a fancy three-volume Minchas Chinuch which has Rav Shach's Gilyonis. Rav Shach had the old version, Rosh Tevis Minchas Chinuch, that was hard to read, but in his Minchas Chinuch he wrote, he says he has a different niggin. He says, we're reading the Rashi wrong. Chometz umatz imay babayis. Ain't shame yomtif. Ve'ein isr chometz. This b'chlal no isr to eat chometz. Ella, rather, imay ba'achilosa. Even while you're eating it, you can eat chometz. Ve'ezak nisht. Ella, imay ba'achilosa. Says you're reading it wrong. Kacha is a vikuach, Minchas Chinuch. And Davi Ezri, how to read the Rashi. So it's Neschadish, the parasha of Pesach Sheni, and the Pasuk says, V'ha'ish asher hutar u'v'derech lo yihaya. So then he's not going to have the opportunity of Pesach Sheni, right? Pesach Sheni, you get another chance, is if you were Tamei u'v'derech l'chayka. But I saw brought down from Rabbi Kiva Eger and from the Goyin, each one said the same vart but with a different niggin on these words. I'm not sure who says which way, but the idea is, a person, if he wants to shteig, shteiging is in the Beis Medrash. I'll be makdim before I say the Pshat in the Pasuk. There's a famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Tes, Amar Rav Yosi ben Kisma. Pamach says, Mahalach b'derech, upagash b'yadamecha, the person comes and says, why don't you come to my city, I'll give you a lot of money. He says, Ein ani dar ela b'makom toyo. Ein ani dar. He should take the money and make a yeshiva in that place, you know. Okay. But that's what he says, Ein ani dar ela b'makom toyo. The lashon of the Mishnah is Pam Achas Hayisi Mahalach Bederach. One time I went out on the. That's it. Stay in the Beis Medrash. You go outside. The first time you're outside, you're going to meet this gangster. He's going to start telling you, "Come with me. I'll give you money." So they read it into the pasuk. The Ha'ish Asher Hu Tahar. Someone that's tahar. You know who's tahar? Who's on a high madrega? Uva Derech Loi Haya. He doesn't go on the Derech because, like we said, Pam Achas Yemahalach Bederach. You don't go on trips. Stay in the Beis Medrash. Where are you going? Pam Achas. But the other news I heard is Va'ish Asher Hu Tahar Uva Derech. You think this is Azach? You could be Tahar even though you're going on the Derech. Loi Haya. Sinish Do Azazach. Sinish Do Azazach. Either way, Avada the Yisoid is a person should stay Bein Kaisle Beis HaMedrash. But then the pasuk describes the Hemshech is the next parasha. Kasher Yachenu Kein Yisou that Klal Yisrael is going in the Midbar, but they're having a masa. Everyone has a masa. Everyone has the membeis masois of his life, what he goes through, the Sforim talk about. But Klal Yisrael and the Midbar were on a level that they were living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that they're going on their own. They were B'yadayim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shla HaKadosh writes that's a person, the emes in everything he's doing. It says, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, the Oilam is Noeg, you say, Im Yerz Hashem, I'll do this, Be'ezus Hashem. It's this Sprach of Keseder on every Pu'ula, even a... There's no such thing as a power of the pula, but on any pula, Keseder, Im Yetz Hashem, Im Be'ezus Hashem, it's, yeah, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem, so everything we do, you should do Al Pi Hashem. The person has to be marked that he's Keseder, the Yadayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, as the Pesukim are describing the Masois, it says actually, and the Orach Chaim asks this Kasha, it says two things. First of all, the Anani HaKavod. The Anani HaKavod would tell them when it's time to move on. It's time to move on. Sometimes it's time to move on. The Anani HaKavod would tell them when it's time. But there was also Chatzaitzris. There's a whole sugya of Chatzaitzris. They would have Chatzaitzris for Mikro Ha'ed, also for Karbonis, also for an Eis Tzara, but also depends how many Chatzaitzris and what surah you blow them. But there's also Chatzaitzris, Pizman HaMidbar, for the Masois to tell them. So, Frek the Orach Chaim, why do you need also the Anani HaKavod and also the Chatzaitzris? So he says a pshat, but I heard an interesting pshat. Murray the Gazach. A person sometimes, you know, thinks he's stuck. He's stuck somewhere. He's rested and he's stuck in one place. He's not going. It's not going. He's not going forward. He's not going backwards. The worst. He's not going. You know, if you go backwards, you make a U-turn. Not reprogramming, calculating the route. Yeah, no, he's stuck. You should know. Sometimes the matzav is you think you're stuck. The Anani HaKavod already started moving. You think you're in the bar. There's a silver lining. The Anonim are moving already. The attack are going. You're at Zechan, you're stuck. You're not stuck. But you don't know about it. You need the Chatzaitzris. The Chatzaitzris has to tell you. It's, sometimes it's not enough. You have the Chatzaitzris, the Yomim Leirayim, or whatever makes a person's his iris. That Nakuda is that a person should be in his iris. And Avad, it's supposed to be a whole year. We know that it's coming up next week, Chof Sivan. Chaf Sivan is a fast day. It's brought down in the Magen Avram. It's Pashtus because of the Gezer of Chaf Patat. But it's a minig poilin. It's brought down in the Poiskin. That in Simon Tov Kuf Pei, the Machaber brings already many, many days that have a minig to fast. Over there, the Poiskin, the Magen Avram, and the Poiskin bring this fast. This was not in the times of the Machaber. It's afterwards. But Chaf Sivan. The Sfarim explained Chaf Sivan is exactly 100 days till Yom Kippur. From Chaf Sivan till Yom Kippur. Ki Yod Al Kes Ka. Melcham El Hashem B'malik. Kes Chaf Sivan. Ka Yoyim HaKippur. Yud and he. There's a direct connection. Ma Hashem Shoyel Mimach Al Tikri Ma Elameya. It's 100 days till Yom Kippur. There's always Chatzaitzris that can wake us up. If we're Taka in a Tzara now, it's not Poshet. The world is being Marish. We don't know what's Ma'ilud Yoim, but we have to know Chaf Hesivan is 100 days until Yoim HaKippurim. Now, by these Masois and Machanois, there's also another Nakuda I saw brought down. Sometimes they would stay by one place only for mamash a day or two. Sometimes they would stay for months. This 42 Masois parsha. Zemarat HaGazach, the Leshem brings this. You know, a lot of times, and this is true about every person's life, in his maso, hachayim, sometimes you're in one place, and it's going very shver. And dafkin, that shveret kufa, you're stuck there for a long time. And sometimes, punk, there's a gewisse oyer, and things are going gevaldik, and that good kufa lasts mamash 2 days, and then whatever, something happens, something comes up, and it's over. And you think, chaval, it should be fakert, and it's not. A person's here for the horavanya, for the avoida, for the nesoyin, for the toing durch, what he has to poil. If you win a matzah with a shvera parsha and it lasted a long time, it's because that's what you're supposed to be. You have to know the way the masoy is working. Every person has his masa. It's telling you how it's supposed to be, how it's supposed to be happening. And that betzim leads us to these fascinating two psukim. Vayihi ben soya ha'orayim, the Gemara says in Shabbos that these two psukim are a sefer bifnei atzmei. The Gemara brings down chotzva amudeha shiva, that there are really seven svarim in the Torah. Seven. Because sefer Bamidbar is broken into the full Vayihi ben soya, and after Vayihi ben soya, and Vayihi ben soya itself is a sefer bifnei atzmei. What's the message of this sefer bifnei atzmei? It says, lahafsik mein peronis leperonis, and it's surrounded by two nuns, two upside down nuns. In some sefer Torah, there's actually an upside down nun written down separately besides the words of the parasha. And according to other Paiskim, it's the nun of Binisaya and of Uvenucha Yoimar. The nun of Binisaya and Vinucha is supposed to be written upside down. It's a machlaikis Paiskim. Which way does the Gemara mean that there's the upside down nun? But the upside down nun is the 50th level, the highest level. This sefer is a sefer bifnei atzmai. It's only 85 letters. Vayihi ben soya only has 85 letters. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tezayin, says that a sefer Torah, even if most of it is ruined and bola, it still has Kedusha Sefer Torah as long as there's a remnant of 85 letters. Makar, because over here there's 85 letters in this Sefer. This is a Sefer Shalim, in spite of the fact that it only has 85 letters. But there are Makaris that the truth is that there's much more than 85 letters in this Sefer. This is the ultimate Sefer. I would even say, if we know that every one of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah have a different name and a theme and a concept. Bereshis is Sefer HaYitzira, Shmois is Sefer HaGeula, Vayikra is Torah's Koyanim, Bamidbar is Sefer HaPakudim, and Devarim is Mishnah Torah. What is this one, Vayihi ben soya? It's the story of our life. It's the story of Gantz Klal Yisrael all through the Doiris. Keseder, when as we're traveling through the years of the Golus, the Ibn Sa'i is telling us how to proceed. And it could be it was much more than 85 letters. It could be it was really a sefer shalim bifnei atzmai. I saw brought down a chiddush why b'cholifin is the two separate nuns. Because you have later in the parasha, you have Eldad and Medad. There's a mahalach that these two psukim is the nevuah of Eldad and Medad. That's where the source of this nevuah is. Oh, it's an interesting chiddush. I saw brought down that it's a little bit complex. You'll check afterwards. But Vayihi ben Soya Ha'aron Vayomer Moshe Kum Hashem Vayefutz Oyevecha Vayenusa Mishenecha Mipanecha V'chulei. That pasuk is gematria 2,236, which is twice 1,118. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is 1,118. Vayihi ben Soya is saying if a person does Kriya Shema Shachar Ve'arvus, he does Kriya Shema twice a day, he reaches that ultimate level. That's the secret to travel through life's nisyonos. Then Taka the Torah brings the sugya of Chatzoytzreis. It's brought down in Mefurish that Chatzoytzreis is noyig even on Shabbos. And I saw the Magen Avraham asks in Hilchas Tainus, why isn't it noyig bezman hazeh? Why aren't we noyig Chatzoytzreis? When there's an Eis Tzara, why aren't we noyig Chatzoytzreis? It doesn't say anywhere that it's a din daf in the Mikdash. Why isn't there a din Chatzoytzreis? That's why I'm asking it. But there's a din of Chatzoytzreis, and Chatzoytzreis is even doich Shabbos. So I saw an interesting kasha from Rabbi Yashiv, the fascinating Ha'ara. He says a chiddush. We know that shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Chazal will geyser not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Gezeira shemi avirenu arba ames b'shus harabim. Why isn't there such a gezeira by Chatzoytzreis? It says Chatzoytzreis,
I
have the cheshbon wrong. I'm going to have to make the cheshbon afterwards. We're going to pass because I have to work out the cheshbon. There's an interesting ha'ara, but pass. You have at the end of the parasha, you have Eldad and Medad that are misnaven b'machane, and then you have the story of Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. And there's a fascinating insight over here because Rabbi Chonish tells on it. Miriam supposedly says Lashon Hara, and there's a whole tviya on her, and she gets the tzaras. It's nischadish to Miriam and Aaron afterwards that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is fundamentally chalik from the other neviim. Right? The Gemara says that they have to be merapa. They have to be merapa her tzaras. And who's able to be? The Gemara speaks out, Emes. Who's able to be merapa and be oimid on Miriam's tzaras? The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Gimel says, who's able to do it? You need a kohen, and Moshe Rabbeinu is not a kohen, and the only other available kohen is Aaron, and Aaron is a brother. And there's a famous kasha from the Marsha. Moshe Rabbeinu is also a brother. I mean, he's also not a kohen, I understand, but he's also a brother. There's a whole arichas on that, but Miriam is nenesh with tzaras because of the Lashon Hara. So Rabbi Chanan shtels, l'chayrid, there's a much more fundamental problem over here. We know that one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amuna is that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is chalak b'yisoydei from the other neviim, and Miriam l'chayrid was being questioning that. So l'chayrid, it's a shayla of apikursis. When Nebuch and apikursis is oichem and apikursis, l'chayrid, we're dealing with apikursis. But Rabbi Chanan says a fascinating concept. He says this Ikrei Amuna, that Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is chalak b'yisoydei from other neviim, was nischadish here in the parsha. When Miriam was Ma'ir on it, it wasn't yet Nischadish as a Yisoy, which is a very interesting Mechudishtika concept. Good.